ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट 14। नाश्नतपत्यमेवान्नम् जाद्यो विभवन्ति हि एवं नियमकृत् राजन् शनैक्षेमाय कल्पते। ट्रांसलेशन परपर्ड बाय इस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर किंग, इफ अ डिजीज पर्सन eats the pure uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is gradually cured and infection of disease can no longer touch him. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination. Purport: one is gradually purified if one cultivates knowledge, even through mental speculation, and strictly follows the regulative principles enjoined in the Shastras and explained in the next verse. Therefore, the platform of jnana, speculative knowledge, is better than the platform of karma, fruitive action. There is every chance of falling from the platform of karma to hellish conditions, but on the platform of jnana, one is saved from hellish life, although one is still not completely free from infection. The difficulty is that on the platform of jnana, one thinks that he has been liberated and has become Narayan or Bhagawan. This is another phase of ignorance. Anya Aravindaksha Vimukta Maninas Tvayastat Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhaya Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tadaha Patanti Ato Anadrata Ishmadangriyaha. Because of ignorance, one speculatively thinks himself liberated from material contamination, although he is not. Therefore, even if one rises to Brahma Gyan, understanding of Brahman, one nevertheless falls down because of not taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Nonetheless, jnanis at least know what is sinful and what is pious, and they very cautiously act according to the injunctions of the Shastras. Hare Krishna. My dear King, if a diseased person eats a pure uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is gradually cured and the infection of disease can no longer touch him. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principle of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination. So we are reading the sixth canto, first chapter of the history of Ajamil. So before the story of Ajamila begins, Sukadeva Goswami, in this set of verses which we are seeing, explains the purpose of Ajamila stories going to be narrated. In fact, in these verses, Sukadeva Goswami is establishing the principles of devotional service, which is explained by the Rupa Goswami. Anya bilashida shunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. The pure devotional service is divided of anya abilashida shunyam jnana karma. Both jnana and karma should not be mixed with devotional service. So in this way, in these sets of verses, Sukadeva Goswami very tactfully and expertly deleting the unwanted aspects which can be creeping while performing devotional service. So we discussed last few days about how the karma kand or activity which can counteract the sinful activity, the atonements, which are nothing but karma kand, is useless because a person can do the same sinful activities again. And the next Uday Goswami, starting from this verse, is explaining about the jnana, the process of knowledge. And then in the next verse, which we'll be seeing tomorrow, Sukadeva Goswami concluding that even this process of jnana or speculative knowledge cannot also bring a person free from sinful life. So karma kand, the activities, fruitive activities which anybody can perform on their own effort, cannot take one from sinful life completely. As well as jnana, a person may have knowledge, but still that cannot help a person to be free from sinful life completely. So the story of Ajamil and this narration, these explanations, is actually giving us so much hope, because these explanations are nothing but our own practical life. Srila Prabhupada or Bhagavatam not only gives a philosophy, but even in the neophyte condition, we can experience these things happening in our life. All of us, or most of us, or some of us, or at least myself, in our previous life, we have been having so many bad habits, or so to say, sinful life, following regulative principle. So we have so many difficulties, and most of us wanted to come out of these bad habits. We want to come out of the sinful life. Even a person may do, but within, he doesn't want to do certain activities. So what generally a person takes help to come out of this sinful life, it is being explained in these verses. So we try to take help of karma kand. Karma kand means that I want to take shelter of somebody who is not supreme, or somebody who is also within the material realm. So a person want to get rid of sinful life, but is not able to do, so he may take shelter of someone, or go to a demigod worship, pray that I want to free from this bad habit or sinful life, or little more lower than that, he may go to some Babaji or some yogi, some so-called incarnations. I want to free from this sinful life or those habits which are troubling me. So, but in spite of doing that, very rarely we can see in this world that person can come out of these bad habits or sinful life. And then a person also undergoes atonement. That every new year we make a commitment, from this year onwards I'll follow this, 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 I don't follow this, this, this. And if I do this, sometime we ourselves gives us some kind of punishment, atonement. But still the modes are so powerful, utterly we fail. And then we also try to overcome our shortcomings through analysis. By doing this, it's not going to good for me. We also know the ill effects. Most of the people all over the world, they know the ill effect. They have knowledge of their bad habits. They have knowledge of what are the consequences of indulging in those bad habits. But even though they have knowledge, but still, they just cannot give up. The same thing is explained in the text 9. Drishta shrudhapyam yat papam janan ap atmano hitam karoti bhoya vivasaha prayashchittam atokatam. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him, because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government, he is seeing, and also we are hearing, the knowledge is there, but still that doesn't help a person to come out of this vicious cycle. And but then when we take to Krishna consciousness, a spiritual life, all of a sudden that seems to be a load of mountain is no matter of time is being kept aside. So Prabhupada is giving a practical demonstration through his movement that by taking to devotional service, a person can accomplish that particular thing which you cannot do without that. By taking shelter of karma kand, or even having the knowledge what he could not do, he is able to say no to those bad habits and sinful life just by taking to Krishna consciousness which Prabhupada has given. So what we are studying in these verses is more relevant to us because this is very practical and we have been experiencing. So basically in these verses, Sukadeva Goswami is deleting the useless processes of karma kand and jnana kand. So for a devotee, these things are useless because he is having a higher taste or higher process. So by definition, karma kand or jnana kand means that though a karma kandi is taking help of Krishna's instruction, but he doesn't see Krishna so much into that. And definition of jnana kand means though he is taking shelter of Krishna's compilation, basically jnana kand means indulging in Vedic studies or Vedanta, but he fails to see Krishna in that. So when Krishna is missing in those things, that cannot help him to remain in that position for a long time. So karma kandi also falls down back to sinful life because Krishna is not seen. A jnana kandi or a person who is indulging in speculative knowledge, even though he may be elevated to Brahman platform, but because of not taking shelter of Krishna, he also pathetically comes back to square one. So in this way, by not seeing Krishna, a person cannot maintain his status quo. He has to fall down invariably. So I was thinking to see a few sections which helps us to see how Krishna is there in every aspect. So if you take the example of karma kanda, so karma kanda means it gives two results. First result, by karma kanda I want to lead a life of sense gratification within this world, and I also want to lead a life of sense gratification beyond this earth planet. So these two aspects karma kand means. So they perform yajnas or do so many pujas, mantras, worship, all these things, so that they can become happy within this earth planet. And then after being bored and saturated, when he did a description of the higher aspects, he wants to go to heaven, or he wants to go to the planet, moon planet or other demigods planet, and want to enjoy there. But he doesn't see Krishna in these aspects. But the devotee who can see things like a bird eyes point of view, they can see Krishna in all these things. So I was just thinking to quote few examples from Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, that how karma kand and jnana kand without Krishna consciousness cannot help a person to remain in any status quo. So karma and jnana is depending on Krishna so much, but devotional service is not depending on jnana and karma. How karma kand is depending on Krishna? Because to perform karma kanda ritual, one has to have certain facilities. So the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter 12th verse explains, yada ditya gatam tejo jagat bhashayate kilam yachandramasi yachagnau tattejo vidhimamakam. The splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world, comes from me. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also come from me. So when a person wants to enjoy within this material world by performing karmakanda ritual or in whichever form, he has to depend on these things. Krishna says that splendor of the sun is I am. And the splendor of the moon and splendor of fire is I myself. So Krishna is telling that I am the splendor of the fire and the moon. So if somebody wants to enjoy within this world through karmakanda, he is performing some sacrifices. Do some sacrifice, give some charity, and then through that he is enjoying some more benefit. So without fire there cannot be any sacrifice. But what is the source of fire? What is the splendor of the fire? Krishna says, Tat Tejo Vidhimamakam. I am that strength. I am the splendor of the fire. So now, devotees can see that fire is non-different from Krishna. Fire cannot exist without the presence of Krishna. And by performing sacrifice, where the karmakanda want to go? That he wants to go to moon planet and enjoy somarasa. Or enjoy dancing with so many girls or whatever enjoyment, apsaras. But Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am the splendor of the moon. Yachandramasi yachagnau. I am the splendor of the moon. So there cannot be a moon without Krishna. So a devotee is seeing Krishna's hand, Krishna's presence in all his aspects. And then further Krishna is saying next verse, Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayam Ahamojasha Pushnami Chosada Sarva Soma Bhutva Rasatmakaha. I enter into the each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon and thereby supply the juice of life and all to all vegetables. So even if a person wants to enjoy, a person may say, okay, I don't bother about the moon or sun planet. I am just happy within this world. I just want to enjoy here. But Krishna is again concentrating his declaration, even that is not possible without me. So demonic mentality means somehow other avoid Krishna. But Krishna is bringing his presence again and again in these verses. The person may say that I don't bother about the moon or sun. I just want to eat and drink and be happy in this world. But Krishna is saying that the rasa, the taste in the vegetable is also myself. So how can you avoid Krishna? Even if you want to eat something sumptuously, one cannot avoid Krishna. And then the next verse, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. Then the person may say, okay, these are all very external things. The sun and the moon are so high. Okay, vegetables or the grains, whatever, these are also external. But again, Krishna is going more deeper within him. Krishna is telling, now, even if you don't bother about these things, you are a very rich man. You are such a materialistic. You don't have to bother about all these things. But even nobody can eat for you. Somebody can, you know, bring vegetable for you. Somebody can grow these things for you. You can keep your own electricity. You can avoid sun and moon apparently. But if you want to enjoy yourself, you have to eat yourself. Nobody can eat for yourself. So even if you want to eat and enjoy, Pacham Yannam Chaturvidam Aham Vaishvanara Bhutva. To digest those food, I am the Vaishvanara sitting in your stomach and I am helping you to digest. So a person cannot digest his food. We see so many big, big people. They have so much wealth. They have so much of bungalows and cars and so much. But if you see their eating habit, some diabetics or some disease, they can't enjoy eating. So even if a person wants to enjoy, he cannot avoid Krishna. That Pachami Annam Chaturvidham, he is the Vaishvanara Agni who helps a person to digest the food. So Krishna is telling that whether you want to enjoy within this material, within this earth planet through Karma Kanda, or you want to enjoy through Karma Kanda outside this earth planet to go to heaven and other planets, you just cannot avoid me. So the principle is Krishna. So a person cannot avoid Krishna. But Karma Kandis are so expert that somehow that they don't see Krishna in the picture, just want to follow these Vedic rituals so that they can enjoy. But the only benefit what they get is that because they're following Krishna's instruction, they are enjoying through the regulation of Krishna's instruction, they are gradually getting purified. But otherwise, from devotional point of view, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala, Vishera Banda, these things are completely like that of a poison because Krishna is not seen. So then, after enjoying within this material realm, heaven and all these places in the earth planet, a person is getting frustrated. These things are completely material. I want to know something beyond this. I want to go a place where things are not temporary, spiritual. So then he is entering into the last sections of Vedas are called Jnana Kanda. Vedanta means that the last part of the Vedas, Jnana Kanda. So that time also he thinks that I can do without Krishna. But Krishna doesn't leave. But again, immediately next verse Krishna says, even if you want to avoid me and you thought you are very expert, that I can go beyond the material world without help of Krishna, you cannot do this. Why? Sarvasya chaham hridishanya vishto matasmidrigyanam apohanam cha vedascha sarver ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. So how a person can follow Jnana Kanda, or how a person can get out of this material world? By indulging himself in the Vedantic study. So they study the Vedas and analyze what is matter, what is spirit, and want to understand these things. And finally they want to get out of the material world. But Krishna is telling in this verse of the 15th chapter that even that is not possible without factor of Krishna involved. Why? Sarvasya chaham hridishanya vishto matta smridir jnanam. That from me comes remembrance and knowledge. So jnanis or jnanakandis are so proud of their knowledge, but Krishna is telling that the power to remember is come from me. So how can you avoid Krishna? And then they are also indulging in some studies, Vedas and Vedanta, but Krishna is telling that you are doing something, but that has been created by me. Vedanta krit. So much proud of learning Vedanta, but who compiled the Vedanta? Who spoke the Vedanta? Krishna himself spoke the Vedanta. Vyasadev himself spoke the Vedanta. Tat arthapaharinan sarvan vyasarupi maheshwaraha. So when Krishna created the Vedas, when Krishna manifested the Vedas, vedapaharinam sarvan vyas meenarupi nirokarad. When the Vedas are being stolen by the demons, Lord Krishna appeared in a form of meena rupi nirokarad in the water and took the form of Hayagriva and delivered these Vedas. Then tat arthapaharinan sarvan vyasarupi maheshwaraha. But the meaning of the same Vedic literatures are distorted by the Karma Kandis and Jnana Kandis. Vyasarupi maheshwaraha. The same Krishna appeared in the form of Vedavyas and is given the conclusion of Vedas in the form of Vedanta Sutras. So that Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Chaham, to protect the proper meaning of Vedanta, Vedas, I given this Vedanta Sutra, and also Krishna in the form of Vedavyas have written a natural commentary called Srimad Bhagavatam. So even if a person want to study the Vedanta or get out of this material world, he cannot avoid Krishna because Krishna is the compiler of the Vedanta, and from Krishna comes the Vedas. And Krishna himself proclaiming that Vedescha Sarver Aham Eva Vidya. I am to be known through the Vedas. But Jnanakandis, because they are avoiding Krishna, instead of knowing Krishna through the Vedas, they cannot achieve perfection. So because they are avoiding Krishna in Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, their path is pathetic. That's the reason they cannot stay in their position. They have to patanti ataha, come down, fall down back into the material realm. So, if a person want to follow Karmakanda, he cannot avoid Krishna. Even if a person want to follow Jnanakanda, he cannot avoid Krishna. So, rather than recognizing Krishna's presence, a person is exploiting Krishna's energy, but forgetting the principle of Krishna, he is considered to be a non. Because they are ungratefully missing Krishna, who has given all these things, they cannot stay in their constitutional position. They have to keep traversing in various paths. So, Sukadeva Goswami, based on this understanding, here is Dharma Projito Kaitavo Tradharmo. Sukadeva Goswami is deleting all this nonsense conception which doesn't lead the person to ultimate goal of life. And then what spoken in the Bhagavad Gita is further described in the Bhagavatam. Okay, then what is the solution? So how we can achieve perfection? So that Vyasadeva explains very interestingly, the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that how missing Krishna one cannot achieve perfection, and how by seeing Krishna one can achieve perfection. So the whole problem we describe is that person is not seeing Krishna. So Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, chapter 7, explains in the fifth shloka, Yaya sammohita jiva atmanam trigunatmikam. Now before that, bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apashyat purusham purnam mayam chatapashrayam. So Vyasadeva, in this verse clearly, seeing bhakti yogena manasi. So Prabhupada translate that thus Vyasadeva fixed his mind perfectly, engaging it by the linking process in devotional service without any tinge of materialism. So Vyasadeva, by linking through the devotional service, he is seeing three things here. He saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy fully under his control. So Vyasadeva in this verse, in his deep meditation, is seeing Krishna's personality, Krishna as a person, and he's seeing also Maya, which is under his presence. So Prabhupada writes that Vyasadeva here is seeing Krishna Purusham Purnam. Vyasadeva didn't see like a Jnanakandi is a Brahman effulgence. He didn't see as a Karmakandi Maya alone, the external energy, the material enjoyment alone. But Vyasadeva is seeing both. Krishna, the energetic, who is the source of everything, who is personality, and also the material world which is under his control. So in the first verse, Vyasadeva is seeing the Krishna's presence. And Vyasadeva is also seeing Krishna is the master of the material world. And Maya is being controlled by Krishna. And in the next verse, Vyasadeva is seeing the problem. What is the problem? Yaya sammohita jivo atmanam trigunatmikam paropyamanate nartam tatkritam chapipatyate. But what is the problem? The problem is the living entities, due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. But the living entities, what they do, they don't see these things, Krishna or the material world, which is under the control of Krishna. But they identify themselves as this body. They think, we are the master of this body, I am this body, the body is meant for my enjoyment. In this way, they don't see the principle of Krishna, or that is a problem. So Prabhupada says in many places that the man is identifying himself to be this body. And he gives an example, just like when a person drives a car, taxi, he is identifying himself as a taxi. When a person drives some aeroplane, he thinks himself is aeroplane. When somebody is hurt, his taxi, he feels he has been hurt. And that is the mentality of a demon. Demons think that they are this body, and anything happened to this body, they think they are being disturbed. There is no question of tolerance. Just like Ravana, he thought himself to be Pushpak Viman. He was driving in the Pushpak Viman, so he identified himself to Pushpak Viman. So Pushpak Viman is flying in the air. But it came to Kailash Hill, it could not go beyond that. And he was thinking, what happened to my vehicle? Become so angry. Just like, you know, if anything happens to the vehicle, somebody drives, become angry as if they are hurt. Identification. So Ravana thought he himself is being hurt. So then he saw that Nandishwar was standing there, and he said, you cannot fly over this. This is the place of Lord Shiva. And Ravana became angry. You are stopping me. He cursed him that you are like a monkey. And Nandishwar cursed back that you will also, your country will be destroyed by monkey only. So this mentality of a demon, he identify himself, what he is possessing. And then, so this is a problem. People think they are this body and they cannot see presence of Krishna. So in order to solve this problem, the solution what Vyasadeva took was, anarthopasamam shakshat bhakti yogam madokshache lokasya jananto vidvam chakre sadvada samhitam. So Vyasadeva saw that this is the disease people are having, that they don't see Krishna and they don't see this material world is nothing but Krishna's energy. But without Krishna, they want to enjoy this. So this is the disease. So what Vyasadeva did? Chakre Sattvata Samhitam. He composed literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the relation of the living entities with Krishna. So the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. That is a problem. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literatures, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. So Vyasadeva compiled these Vedic literatures, which will show the karma kandis, jnana kandis, and the materialist that you and the object of your enjoyment has a relation with Krishna. Without him, you won't be satisfied. So Bhagavatam is a solution which gives everyone the reminder of Krishna. And then Vyasadeva is also giving the effect what will happen. So why the living entities are trying so much karmakan, jnanakan, so that they'll be free from illusion, lamentation, fear and eternal happiness. But that doesn't happen because active principle Krishna is missing. But after giving Bhagavatam, which gives a Krishna principle to all of us, and Vyasadeva gives the effect, what will happen if you take to Krishna consciousness? Yashyam vaishriyamanayam krishne parama purushaha bhaktir utpatyate pumsam shokamoha bayabaha. By taking to Krishna consciousness only the person can develop love for Krishna. And then, simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literatures, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. So, by taking to Krishna consciousness, only these three things, shoka, moha, bhaya, apaha, one can be free from fearfulness, illusion, and lamentation. Otherwise, a person cannot, through any other factors, can be from fear, illusion, lamentation. So karmakan, jnanakan cannot give a person peace from these three miseries because Krishna is not involved. But Bhagavatam understood this disease of the living entities and gives a solution and explains the effect that by taking the Krishna consciousness, one will be free from these three miseries. And what is described in the Bhagavatam is demonstrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In his own life, he practically demonstrated. He was expert grammarian, having so much of knowledge, Gyanakan. And he was also expert in following the rules of Brahminical standards, giving charity, worshipping Brahman community. Such a perfect following the Karmakan and Gyanakan. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu just rejected them. He demonstrated that, see, I am myself who is expert in this Karmakan and Gyanakan. I am throwing this as a garbage. And then what Mahaprabhu showed? He took to Krishna consciousness. He took the holy names and started chanting Hare Krishna in madness. And then after taking to Krishna consciousness, Mahaprabhu showed that a person can enter into Krishna's pastimes. And that he shows to be the highest standard. That he shows to be the highest perfection of life. In this way, through Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see that this Karmakan, Jnanakan cannot give us the complete happiness. But by taking to Krishna consciousness, a person can experience that he is attaining the highest perfection. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we could have a practical glimpse that how by practicing Krishna consciousness, we are coming out of the bulls which otherwise cannot be achieved either by mental speculation or ritualistic activities. So I'll stop here. Sorry for my dry presentation. And is there any questions or questions, comments can be taken? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.